This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is the beginning of the new fall season for a lot of cultural and performing arts organizations around the country. And it comes just about a year after the first public allegations against Harvey Weinstein and the beginning of Me Too. And just like Hollywood and corporate America and journalism are reckoning with revelations of systemic sexual misconduct and other abuse, so too are cultural nonprofits. But for them, the financial implications are perhaps more dire. Janet Babin has that one.
New York City Ballet spends hundreds of hours rehearsing for a new season, like a team is doing in this run-through of the Tchaikovsky Pas de Deux, recorded here by the Kennedy Center.
Much better.
Good.
Good.
Everything needs to be perfect in time for the star-studded, money-making fall gala that's attended by major league socialites like Gene Shafiroff, a staple on the gala circuit.
My husband and I attended the Metropolitan Opera Gala. We are patrons there at the opera. We love the opera. We had a fabulous time.
The Shafiroffs usually donate about $1 million a year to various cultural institutions and charities, including City Ballet. But arts organizations are concerned that patrons may think twice this year before giving after widespread allegations of sexual abuse. It started when the Metropolitan Opera fired conductor James Levine for alleged sexual harassment. Then, last month, the New York Philharmonic fired two musicians. But most shocking is a lawsuit against New York City Ballet brought by a former female student at its affiliated school against three male dancers and one of City Ballet's donors. The men allegedly shared nude photos and comments about the dancer. Again, here's Gene Shafiroff.
That's wrong behavior. I was very disappointed to see that.
The suit comes less than a year after City Ballet's leader, Peter Martins, was accused of decades of abuse. He retired, and the company is still without a permanent replacement. This new lawsuit alleges that City Ballet has created a culture that permits this kind of sexual abuse, with immunity for perpetrators, so long as ticket sales stay high.
The allegations are very serious.
Brett Egan is president of the DeVos Institute of Arts Management at the University of Maryland. He says with a budget of about $89 million, a third of that from individual, foundation, and corporate grants, City Ballet has an obligation to let patrons know their money isn't being used to exploit anyone. The organization says it is responding to the allegations. It's fired two of the dancers involved. Another resigned, though all deny the charges. The company's also donating the $12,000 it received from that donor named in the lawsuit to an as-yet-unnamed organization that supports women. City Ballet Executive Director Kathy Brown denies that the company knew about the sexual abuse.
No one here in this organization knew anything about it. No one would have ever condoned it, encouraged it, supported it.
Brown says all the major contributors continue to back the ballet.
Folks have given us their feedback, but I think in the main, they're still very supportive of the company.
Jean Shafiroff, the powerhouse socialite, says she'll probably continue to support City Ballet. But
if this continues to go on and on, of course, then I might consider changing my mind. I would imagine a lot of people are looking at the ballet very carefully right now.
At a recent performance, the packed house is looking pretty carefully at the ballerina and her partner, performing that classic Tchaikovsky pas de deux. The crowd demanded another curtain call. The show goes on, as does the lawsuit. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.